estos tiempos, you know, memos was down there and they got 30 years, they tell me. So now I have Dessa's phone number. She's in Los Angeles. So if they're going to be there tomorrow, if we could call Dessa, Dessa will be there. If you want to tape whatever they said, or she'll start some hell. I know she will. I know her. She's just as bad as Hazel. If I raise hell, that'd be right to her hands.
Mm-hmm. Got a name? Check with L.A.
Odessa Barnes.
Odessa Barnes. You know her address?
I think I have the address down to the house in my government papers.
I see.
I go. You want me to go see his there?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You got her.
You got her? Well, that's her. Yeah, she'll be there. I bet she raised no hell in the elevator then when the phone went dry. I know her, because I was raised up with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that news conference is tomorrow, we could use a little tear gas or maybe a stink bomb. And that is very easy. If they move to a different location, we can do the same thing all over again. And I don't think we can, legally it wouldn't be all that bad, but a stink bomb sure discourages people from staying where they are.
Well, Chemist Barron, what about that? What can be quick? I don't know. Lawyers, tell me how many years. Chaykin will give you the statute and the number and the years. That's Chaykin. 6 months malicious mischief. Got a nice malicious mischief. Yeah, you know, don't you? Johnny got malicious mischief. Well, now, you people going to give me these notes. He sure would lie. Yeah, I agree with all of you. Wade Medlock ought to go visiting somebody tomorrow. He lies just for the fun of lying. I saw it. In just a moment, we will put the seniors first, and then we will proceed in the line to dinner over there, and then you'll stay in this immediate area. You can sit down. The seniors in the geriatric section can lay down. Then in that area, you can lay down on the... So you can lay down on the floors, but we will not go far. On benches, do you hear what I'm saying? And we have to be called back at a moment's notice based on what comes over that telephone line. Thank you. I said I will be dismissing shortly to dine. The seniors first will be taken care of so they can get, then they can lay down in the area there. We will not move out of this immediate area. Security. You understand? It's important till we know what kind of a war we're in or whether we found some peace, as we have many, many times before. Oh, yes. And then here's another. I healed her when she fell in the water. She should have died when they pushed her off the boat when we were trying to get out the worst white night we ever had to Cuba. And we'd have made it on a boat, but some people got so damn selfish, but B. Jackson was shoved off, and she's written up. B., stand up. She's supposed not to ever be able to walk again. They broke her hips so badly. She's walking all alone just as well as she ever did. She said, "You saved my life. I'll do such and such and such and such." Thank you. What's that? Yeah. Well, That's good. That's good. I said some did last night. Good. What was the name? What was the name? Get the names down again. Check them out. Kerry Langston. A new house. Is that a suggestion? Pass that over to Kay Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead while we wait.
Alfred March comes up with a good defensive posture. First, second waves of battle and so forth. That's excellent. Get the. I like his thinking. The practicality. You know, I'm not. Amazing, our children get themselves concerned. Give a guess, Mom. Then each have a number. Somebody give them a number thereafter, in case at some point here in a minute I close off for the dining.
That in Los Angeles, the police really run if you say there's a man with a gun. And if we had someone there that when these people gathered, that you could... could make a call to the police department and tell them that there was a man there with a gun threatening some people, gee, the whole riot squad would be out there. At least. Then another thing I was thinking of was maybe Pearl Walton could do a crazy nigger act. She always has something in mind, and she's not afraid. Abigail. Yeah, she's not afraid to do anything.
Oh, yeah. An old ship of Zion. She's down there still? Huh? Yeah. I know where she's at. Where's she at in terms of her commitment?
She's in L.A. and she said she's going to stay there, Dad.
She's got to stay there? Why?
I don't know her reason, but she asked for her passport. She took it back and she said she was going to stay.
Why is it, Mitchell? Service, go to the kitchen, please.
One thing, Dad, she says that she don't hear from nobody. She's looking for mail. Nobody writes to her. She wants to hear everybody else's opinion before she comes over here. That's right. She told me that exactly.
Well, somebody write their opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's a lot of seniors like that there. That's worrying about, you know, how it is. They're scared and. They know it's a beautiful place, but they just got to hear everybody else's opinion first. Before they make their own minds up. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's another thing. They don't trust Dad.
Keep quiet.
Night from the temple. And one night, me and my wife was taken home. And we was telling about we were getting ready to sell out everything we had. We didn't want anything. We was going to join the cause. She said, you all ain't nothing but damn fools. You sell your private and go with him out there. You should keep something for your children. I said, I don't want anything. I don't have any children. I got some nephews and nieces. And I don't want to leave them anything because they don't care nothing about me. So I'm going to sell out everything I got and go with them. That's what me and my wife did. This woman told us we was down food.
The woman. I thought she's a lot of steam and not much substance, as mother can tell you. I never was that impressed by her. I just want, I don't even need to discuss her, because I let people do a lot of things like marching, and naturally somebody would not know, they would know, like moms would know, but I do know, and I never asked for her. First place I never asked for her, and I've never have I ever asked anybody to write her. I am not the woman. I never have been. I always thought she was much noise and not much substance.
My best strategy is, Dad, that if we could get some bombs and put on both sides of the largest county jails in Los Angeles, that would bring a lot of attention right there, because they'll hate to see a lot of niggas getting loose. I said that the best strategy would be to put bombs on both sides of the jails in the largest jails in Los Angeles, and when they find out that a lot of niggas was getting loose, that would convert them to move fast, and that way we can get Tim Stones, who knows too much. We can get Gary Lambert, which I want, because he came down to my house and made a special trip when Ron Tyler was keeping him, and he was saying that no one had time for the children when it was really him.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I feel that I wouldn't mind going, but I like it here, man. But I like it here myself, but I wouldn't mind going. And if anyone decided that they wanted to become a trader while they were out there supposed to be working for this car, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call the mafia that you have connections with, and they just, pick them off.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now.
Plus, this will keep from getting blown up with the bomb.
Yeah.
I listen,
and pass judgments based on time and reflection, and appreciate all of you. Within these points of view, people very sincere can make wrong suggestions. All right, now that we shall dismiss and be ready on a moment's call. Moment's call. You understand? You are not to leave the center area. You ought to encircle that, all this tent region around behind here. Do you copy? All the way back through the cottage areas, separate between the warehouse, out to the toilet. That's where guards are to rotate. You're dismissed. No one goes anywhere to no cottages, because we've not heard from our war call. Do you want to all get... Okay, proceed. Seniors first, children. In that order of eating. And do not eat as heavy a servings as you would ordinarily. We have not been in the fields. You're just going... It's emergency. Kitchen, take that in mind, except those that are undernourished. You're hearing in the kitchen, hears me. Be sure the kitchen takes note. It's always late. There's always chance for somebody snacking late. Don't go far. Guards, your security should be encircled. You're not far enough. They're beyond you. Security is beyond you. They're beyond you. You should be beyond the crowd. You got to organize here. We got a lot to learn on that subject. Children can play on the playground. You're not to go. Seniors can lay on benches and lay on floors in the nurses' quarters. If necessary, in the nurses' quarters, they can lay down there. Seniors can lay down. They need to. If you need to lay down, talk about it. We'll talk on a case-by-case. Nurses, you decide. If you have feeling of tiredness, you go and see medical people. Okay, let's go. Yes. You can read in the library, of course. Read in the library.
Thank you, sir.
What?
Test.
Will you please? Security, take somebody that never is up here. Well, I don't always think that one should strategize to give good news, and I don't think it's tactical strategy to give good news. I don't think that either it's best to hold it to the end of the day so people feel good. I give it to you as it comes. Meeting with the Cubans in the possibility that there is indeed a right-wing takeover, and it certainly was in their frame of reference that it was possible that there could be a right-wing fascist coup. They indicated that they had taken more Chileans than any nations, all the nations put together, and that there'd be... They could see no problem, and it was sort of a bombshell. We'd never asked them, and they could see no problem in taking all of us into Cuba. And I can assure you then that there'd be no more hassle in terms of the families. I don't like the long-range terms in terms of, you know, what civilization holds and nuclear situations and that sort of thing. But who in the hell, everybody goes sometime, and it would be lovely to be where the most fantastic cooperatives I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen such high schools where every high school had its own farm, and those farms will look so beautiful from one end to the other, and great stadiums of boys can talk to you. All my sons were there. Great Olympic swimming pools and athletic facilities that would top anything you'd ever dreamed of or seen in the United States. All the mansions of the former ruling class elements after the revolution have been turned over to children, to seniors, for cooperatives and nurseries, senior citizen homes, and it's a very lovely, lovely place. No question about it, it's a very lovely place. Ultra-modern, interracial, and revolutionarily committed. Our daughters and sons could train in any field and profession, and they can also volunteer for the Cuban forces if they wanted to go and fight in the People's War of Liberation in Zimbabwe or wherever. The horizon there would be total. There'd be no eclipse in that sense. Now that's something for us to hold on to as a potential. Certainly beats it. Happens here, you just move this thing and something goes wrong. It beats, it seems to me, just a almost a complete conclusion you have to make that you'd by necessity have to go to some form of death. I need some liquids, as that's always paramount. And so that's what we need to talk about, because Cuba thinks there's trouble. The Soviet Union doesn't know. Any different than what we heard from the ambassador, and we cannot reach the ambassador presently. He's not in Georgetown. The head of TASS, news for the Caribbean, largest newspaper in the world,
So I don't know how many million circulation, in the millions, 21 million, something like that. We'll be here, we'll leave on the boat tomorrow.
Roger.
Be here one night and one day. And so we want to have this place spick and span, and I do mean I want more minds put together to look for beauty and to get that into our radio office and in the coordinators and into the, I want the inspection people to do more than you've ever done to see this place as any eyesore is brought out to our attention, maybe tonight, so we can have the best for photography, get the benches that are not so good in the right places, and those that are sitting park-like settings are in little tunnel parks like we have in Eliza Jones's apartment that she manages. There ought to be more of that. And it could be done by every apartment, and should be done. It ought to have been done long before. Beautiful plants outside, things like this hanging. These could hang from the porch. It could be stuff to be done tomorrow, and of course the Soviet Union hanging high, and there ought to be all the pictures of the Soviet Union. We don't have any trouble with that. Soviet Union's our spiritual motherland, so we have no trouble with that. And of course you have no danger of invasion in Cuba because the Soviet missile overshadows Cuba. And nuclear war is not an inevitable in that the United States itself admits, and the Soviet TASS said it so, that they have killer satellites that can stop the incoming missiles. So if that's the case, certainly you got strong potential that there's even that prospects. The one can ride through a nuclear war because the Soviets have an umbrella around Cuba. They have a military treaty for life, eternally, with Cuba. An attack on Cuba is considered an attack on United Soviet Socialist Republics. All of Russia will retaliate, and that was the agreement that came out of the attempted invasion in the USA of the Bay of Pigs that failed. And then the Russians shipped in missiles to put land missiles aimed at U.S. cities, and Khrushchev got an agreement when he took them out that there would never be an invasion. And it's sovereign territory. It's a part of the alliance now of the Soviet Union. There's no question that they'll not invade Cuba. I don't think there's any chance of it. I don't think they dare. I don't think Russia could. World opinion. Her own allies would have no faith in her. And I can see no way that the Soviet Union, although that could be debated here in geopolitical thinking, maybe some of her allies that are prosperous would say Cuba's worth sacrificing, but communists are not so pragmatic in those regards of morality. I cannot see communists sacrificing her. And then if she wanted to do anything to maintain support and see the economics of Africa sustain communism, she would never dare betray Cuba because Cuba has been the strongest ally of liberation in Africa. And I don't mean betray in the moral sense. I don't think the Soviet Union would do so. If it was nuclear blackmail or white male, nuclear white male, I can't imagine that even so, if the U.S. said we're going to do this, we're going to take over Cuba, we're going to annex Cuba, or we're going to nuclear war, I think Russia would have to meet her eyeball to eyeball, because no one in Africa would ever trust the Soviet Union again. And USSR is working too close with Cuba in the liberation of Africa to let her down. I'm talking about if you look at it just from a pragmatic standpoint. We don't have any details, and it was suddenly bombed on Cuba, and today in their embassy, and they were not at all shocked, and said they could see no reason why it couldn't be done. They'd taken in all the Chileans that have been requesting to come, and they're getting more hostile to the U.S. by the minute. So nobody even gets in the courts there. Cuba does not recognize U.S. courts, period.
Bob Ganesta, standoff. He's letter from Bob Wallach. Anne wants to know who should come out with us tomorrow for Congress. Okay.
What is anybody?
Leonard Daly should come out of both.
Well, I think it should be in the long run, I think probably. The boat will only be in one day. The task correspondent. Who do the people here feel should come out with the task correspondent? Tim Carter or Sharon Amos?
Sharon Amos.
Well, that's their vote. You know, I don't know. I don't know. You vote. Don't shout. I can't tell. I don't care. What's your name is how many of you? Tim Carter. It's a reporter with Russia. Reporter from Russia. I would like to hear the dissent. Why so, Rebecca? The reason it's not any other person there, nobody else feels up to it. Black or white, they don't feel that they've got the college education to cope with them. That's the reason. Black, white, or Indian. Rodriguez. I'd rather have some others who are not so essential in wartime confrontation. Carter and her. And Polk's is in there too, I suppose. You could consider Polk's. He's a newsman himself. Jesus Christ. The only thing is that one of them, it would be nice for her to get a break. But he's a newsman. I don't know. We all decide that it doesn't make necessarily any difference just because the person's a newsman either. So that's up to people. But Rebecca, why did you feel that Carter should be Carter? It's important. We don't want nobody to fuck up on that boat. And we got Bruce coming in who's slightly agitated. Only he'll be more agitated when he gets here.
Well, I was thinking.
I bet he gets his mind off his butt for a while. So we'll have to have a rally. Do you deal with that situation in the security fields? I don't know what you think about that, but I suspect that's bad. That's probably true about that rally because he's going home with his wife. No one at home. Yeah, we'll have to have some kind of a short meeting at least. I'd like for it to be short. Then just put him in learning, and learning is going to have to make a substitute route for a day over to the best of learning. Better get off because you're going to be spending the night at the piggery. Right? I think you better have a very good work habit before tomorrow night because you sure as ass you'll have to go to the piggery because we can't have the usual format. Although the Russians would understand it, I just don't know him. Russians would think it's wonderful because Russians don't believe in fucking with people who are anarchistic and go against the people's will. They don't believe in it. Neither does Cuba. So they would think learning was fantastic. But just in case the task man is a double agent, you see. You gotta always keep your eyes open for every shit. Okay. What is the your thinking on Carter? And here we do another one. We have Prokes. I'd like it not to be Prokes, if possible, because Prokes has not been so long, and Sharon's been a long time removed, and so has Carter been a long time removed. Yes.
The only reason I was thinking about Carter was I was thinking that he had connections with the newspaper and things, and that he would know how to.
Carter?
Yeah, I had him mixed up with Prokes. Yeah,
I see. Okay. You're arguing for Prokes then.
Yeah,
okay.
I was actually voting for Prokes because I thought that. In fact, that's who I was voting for.
I want to find out exactly who, how. It's the task guy. They ought to judge by what the task guy likes. And. Anne either takes or don't take. And they can look at his face and tell. They've met with him several times. Of course, locked up in a boat, if he gets seasick, he may be colored here for 24 hours by Anne. You folk back there in the back kind of cool it. Okay, now what?
I was thinking that, you know, if he came from a newspaper background, that he would know how to deal with people, that were diplomatic type people. And I was just thinking that from a news person's point of view, that he could maybe fish out information and get information that maybe, you know, somebody else that hadn't been in that kind of area would have had access to, and he'd know exactly how to go about getting it. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, that's a point to them.
I was thinking that Sharon, in case if it came up in town, and again, like you said, she hasn't had a break, so that would be good if she did come. But I was thinking in terms of
she might get some instructions that might be helpful because she's in combative warfare all the time. But I'll be damn little time I'll have to talk to her about anything and be entertaining him all the time. That's only one day. That boat has to come in, and has to go back out because there's a group of people here that's got to go in and secure our education. They got to leave, what, Sunday night? That boat's got no more than 24 hours. Now tell them to get that goddamn boat on time. Because if they fuck around here and don't, you can only unload a boat so fast. You people unload that boat, you got to unload that boat 20, 24 hours. There's 5,000 pounds of fish. Where's Stephen? Well, that's a... That offloading of that boat is no small process. Where is Steve? He may have 20 hours all, because there's no way to break it. They got to be in for a meeting, so they got to leave Sunday night. We get our school approved, and we sure want to have our school approved, so we don't have enough white night next week over our school.
We've never done it in any more than 15.
Never taken any more than 15. Oh well, that's remarkable. You got 5,000 pounds plus of fish.
Then again, you have Mike there and Debbie's still there, so they should be able to take care of it if anything comes up in town.
Perks is getting awfully tough in negotiations. He was tougher on the government leader that was threatening us. He backed him up this time. It was he that backed him up instead of Sharon. In fact, Sharon, and I can't imagine, Brooks must have really come on like a tiger, because it upset Sharon. He was so firm. So we're seeing a new Brooks, I guess. All things can happen. But she did. Sharon said, Sharon was a humble man. She said he's the one to back him up, to put him to the wall. Said, you're going to give us some straight answers. Shit. So it sounds to me like Brooks can handle it. For a day. I like a woman's touch always and everything. If you men get off this game rolling that you've played because of what U.S. capitalism has done to us, where it's fucked us up, give us false images, keys more bullshit, passivity, attitude to depend upon the women when the real hard confrontations came, if we would get a little bit of the feminine and the hetero, hetero mixture, whatever the other is. What the fuck's the other called? I despise it. Masculine.
If you only want to phone another clear frequency, there's many of them, but I want to phone another clear one because someone's moved on the bell and distorted the facts we can't hear. Do you call me?
Shannon James says, that's perfectly okay. We don't have to have a rally. When he finds his clothes on the porch, he knows what that means. She said, I'll handle it. You and the people don't have to put up with that bullshit. Thank you, Shonda James.
Oh, shit. I still say you got it.
Karen better be not. Karen? Yes?
Dad, there's a section of Western India where they have matriarchies, that is, the women rule in the royal houses and also in each home, and descent is through the women. And a woman, when she wants to divorce her husband, street, and that's that, he moves out.
Brothers always show that I wish you'd get adjusted and feel like life had something else besides a leaning post, because you always show your discomfort when that comes up. You ought to be so mature you could take that shit one way or the other. Tell him, because Tim has had that happen to him and he wants you to know how it feels. She made a mistake. See, I love him. Tell her that I will. He can take it. He's a good kid. But you ought not to. up and act like you're going to fall apart. And you do it, your face will just drop like...
bigger than a mule's.
I don't know what the problem is, this son of a bitch, but I don't like it. It must not be microphones. Has to be something in the cord. Can somebody... those dishes are going to just sit there on the... found cups over by the toilet. That's insane. All right, now, so what do you want to discuss about Cuba? Is that, we got Cuba as an option. Do you want to consider it as an option? Or do you want to rule it out as an option? What's the arguments against it? I just threw it out on the floor. It's always arguments against anything, my darlings. Always arguments against anything. I guess. Is it good news?
That doesn't think.
We got a good news from Gnezda, who's the head of the, what is it, the legal, he's head of the public advocates in San Francisco. He wrote a letter for us, which I'm so shocked, because he's a careful liberal. What else is in there? Cuba does not feel that the country will go right. It'll just delay the elections. Okay. That's their opinion. What about Jagan?
This is Mario's opinion.
Our foreign minister friend, who's very ill, his opinion is that Jagan and Burnham will get together.
Would not get together.
Have a pathological hatred.
So the only way that they would get together.
The only way they would get together.
Is temper, and then Burnham would drop Jagan.
The only way Burnham would get together is what?
Temporary basis, and then Burnham would drop Jagan.
It would be a temporary basis, then Burnham would drop Jagan.
Originally,
Burnham had offered to get together with Jagan, and Jagan refused.
And then later on, Jagan tried to get back together with Burnham, and Burnham said.
And then later, Jagan tried to get together with Burnham. Burnham and Burnham refused. I've been through that shit, honey. I don't believe in those pathological differences. If the imperialists on their ass, I've been doing a lot of reading. I didn't sleep any. I asked for them to give me some papers in the radio room, and Clarence, I can't do this, baby. You two are going to have to get down here, sweethearts. I told you about this. If you'll sit on this lower floor. The new nation is so goddamn anti-imperialist, which is the main organ of the People's National Congress. I don't know how in the hell they'll ever be able to pull the People's National Congress. That's the ruling party. I read that from page to page, cover to cover, two of them, and they're pretty thick copies. And I could see no way in hell, I don't know how in the hell they'll twist this around. It's anti-USA. It's anti-imperialist. He talks about imperialism in Central America, U.S. imperialism in Cuba. It talks about U.S. imperialism in Africa. It talks about U.S. imperialism in the Philippines. The whole goddamn paper is so full of Marxist-Leninism and praise of the Soviet Union. And how in the hell are you going to turn a party totally around? Now, you can argue that point, too, but I'm just laying out what I read. This last week's New Nation, which is the organ of the People's National Congress. Now, it's going to be, and pathological differences may be, and they may have some enmities. They used to be old friends. They ain't nothing like old friends that fell out. But, because they were originally together, you know, in the formation, and they went to jail together, Burnham and Jagan. They used to be together. How many know that? The PPP and the PNC was one. It was the PPP, People's Progressive Party, and Burnham broke away and became the People's National Congress. But I don't know that the foreign minister, who is now ill and been replaced due to his condition and maybe terminal, I don't know that he can judge the prime minister that well. I don't know that his authority would be any more than somebody else's authority. But anyway, we're passing on. What did he say?
Okay, the only thing he said is that the IMF, he doesn't think that the restrictions are being resisted, but Burnham's getting desperate. He doesn't agree with the guidelines.
He doesn't agree with, the foreign minister doesn't agree with the guidelines of the International Monetary Fund. And but the country's getting desperate economically, is that right?
Yeah. Overall,
and he thinks they'll accept it?
She said she doesn't understand it. She didn't ask questions about it.
She didn't understand the IMF? Well, somebody better understand the IMF. What are the guidelines? They got to get their ass back there and find out what the guidelines are. Now, somebody in there better study up on the IMF. That's the International Monetary Fund, and it's very important. Shaken can help you over there. That's some questions we need to pose. What kinds of controls? Does this involve deflation, of a deflation of devaluation of the currency? Mean that we have some $4 million in the bank?
He said, "Overall, he does not single."
I'm a Guyanese. What the fuck does that do to that? That's the most important thing in the world, because they devalue the money. And don't get shook up over $4 million. I don't mean jack shit, honey. Because when we finish paying for a boat, it'll be $250,000 of that gone. We bought for $110,000 worth of food to get us ahead in case any shit goes wrong. That place is packed down. So don't get starry eyed with $4 million. Ain't nothing. I didn't know all we got now. I don't put all eggs in one basket. That ain't all we got. We got some buried over yonder and here, there, and elsewhere. And we got checks backlogged. They've got damn U.S. government's got half these people. They're nearly 100,000 U.S. dollars, 257,000 Guyanese dollars, $257,000 that they're holding up, got people blocked off from. And any one of you that could possibly think of USA and want to go back, a lot of you wrote up letters saying, I miss the food, I miss this, I miss that. I wouldn't go, but I miss it. Listen, if you think enough of the sons of bitches, you won't even miss their hamburgers. I mean it. You hate the fucking place so bad that even the thought of McDonald's little corner store will remind you all the racism around it and all the meanness and ugliness till your mind will get off that hamburger. And you never did eat fried chicken like we eat here. And if we'll do some work and get out our asses tomorrow and double up production, we've lost all this. We got 900 more chickens in. We'll have a chicken farm around here and you'll eat meat. I don't know what the hell you... And goddamn hamburgers are ground up. If you ever was in one of them fucking U.S. capitalist slaughterhouses and see what they put in the hamburger, I've seen them scrape it. I worked in a slaughterhouse. They scrape the shit right up, snop, everything else, bones, shit, run it right back through. Anyway. If you knew what the hell you were eating, you wouldn't miss none of it. And that's why you had so much fucking high blood pressure. You ate too much of that shit. It's that pork. My blood pressure went up directly in proportion to pork. So let's just hold off the pork. You don't get that much, but they give me more for protein. That's what I've been eating, pork. And my blood pressure goes up. Pork. Anybody control this? Look for one, Tish. You'll find one. That's like Penny. Used to laugh at Penny, but she kept looking and finally found one. I wish the fuck she'd never found that one. Mm-hmm. That one that was in between the two buildings.
He wish he didn't find them either.
I don't know. We really one got the short end of that shit. Some people believe in the U.S. system and tried to Goodlet, old Goodlet, fat ass Goodlet. Motherfucking good. I'd like to send him the moon too. Hey y'all, that's a hot story. Good hot story, yeah. Well, why didn't he do something with it? He messed up Chris's.
When Chris's report of his death was in the paper, he put a lot of stuff in there, and he was told specifically not to put in a lot of stuff.
He did, huh?
It just made him sound like a hoodlum off the street. They just didn't, you know. Evidently, he don't read his own paper.
Well, he does.